I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Nigeria's President Goodluck Jonathan wants to use dialogue to heal his broken country, but the Boko Haram is doing everything it can to bring the nation under the House of Islam. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says there's a presidential election next year and more chaos is expected. Gospel work is affected, however. Voice of the Martyrs is asking you to come alongside believers in Nigeria.
I think one of the first things to pray for is just a sense of encouragement and a sense of passionately following the Lord, even though there is risk, even though it is dangerous.
How to heal a broken land. Well, share your thoughts with us at our Facebook page. Next, one group is ringing the Christmas bells. Rody Rodehaver says, Merry Christmas is an important phrase for ION Network.
We work with thousands of children in our sponsorship program. The children who come to school get a warm meal. When Christmas break comes, those children aren't coming to school, and so they're not having access to that meal.
With your help, they send food baskets to sponsored kids and their families, along with the gospel. Find more at our website. And if you're a numbers person, this next story is for you. Did you know that there are 1,002 languages in the Americas? Well, according to Wycliffe Bible Translators, only 52 of them have a complete Bible, while 315 have a New Testament, 175 have only scripture portions so far. Still with us? Well, what that boils down to is more people to help. Pray with us that God would continue to provide the workers to translate the Bible into these languages. There's more, and we'll link you at our website. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to get our daily e-news blasts, and it's free. Go to missionnetworknews.org, type in your email address at the bottom, and voila, you'll have up-to-date mission news every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.